Hey, Scott, customer support. My name is Quay. How may I help you?
Yes, I ordered a light bulb camera from you guys, and it won't even power on, so I need the information that I'm going to have to send it back, I guess, or for you to send me another one.
I could just try to do it right now. What's your zip code?
My zip code?
Yes.
67211.
First and last name?
Susan McElwain.
Put USB cable on. Didn't come with that either.
Okay, can you spell your first name?
I'm sorry?
Can you spell your last name?
Oh, McElwain.
Okay, so that's McElAAIN?
No, W as in Wayne, A-I-N as in Nancy.
McEl, she named it to the
book. Yes, she did.
Okay, so McElwain?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it didn't pull up the account. Maybe under another first name?
Nope, that's the ship to name. I mean, it was paid with my sister's credit card with this Frankie Conley, but it should be under my name. You want the order number or any of that?
Give me I need the shipping address of the card that was on file. The zip code. The zip code of the card of phone file.
67211. 711 South Patty Street, Wichita, Kansas.
Okay. Okay, so I'm not pulling up an account. I said, with your first and last name or that zip code, but I can try the email address is associated.
The email address is SUSIEMCELWAIN at gmail.com.
Hold on. You said SUSIE
MCELWAIN at gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, that's strange. Nothing pulled up. Okay, so I'm going to try it another way because, I mean, you got the product. I know you probably got an account. Is your phone number the 316-519-3276?
Yes. Well, I mean, that's the phone number that I'm on right now.
So what's the phone number for the account?
316-883-1179.
Okay, so that didn't pull up anything else. So the last result would be, you know, the card, because, I mean, you do say you do got a product. The card that was charged, I need the first six and the last four of that card.
It's under Frankie Conley.
She needs the first six numbers and the last four.
Why can't you just look it up under name? I could do the whole damn card
number
for that.
No, that leaves some out of it.
How much? I don't even know what my phone. I don't understand. How do I look on the phone? Hold on just a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe $7.99 or $7.95. What is there? Superior Garden Herbalax. That should be one. This one's on Cash App. Not sure which card it was on. Hold on.
Okay.
God damn it.
Okay, well, I mean, until you,
okay,
but I can't.
It had to be this one, then. It had to be this one, then. It's, you want the numbers?
First six.
Just the first six and just the last four.
4-2-3-2-2-3.
The last
zero,
four?
3-9-8-3.
Okay, so I want to verify I got the first six right. You said 4-2-3-2-2-3, and the last four is 3-9-8-3.
Yeah, 4-2-3-2-2, 4-2-3-2-2, and then 3-9-8-3.
Okay, so when I put the card information in, like I said, a whole different name, probably like a Dina Cooper.
What?
Yeah.
What did you say?
There wasn't a name that I do have. Like when I put the card information in, somebody else, name
popped
up. Yeah,
it should be under Frankie. It's under Frankie Conley.
Okay, then that was another account, like a Dina Cooper. So you said Frankie?
Yeah, that's what the cards list. It's the cards mine under Frankie Conley.
How you spell Conley?
C O N L E Y.
And Frankie is F-R-A-N-K-I-E?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm not... Yeah, I just put that information in and it didn't pull up an account either.
Put the order number in there then.
Okay, so we only can locate it with the zip code, first and last name, phone number, emails, or like I said, the last result would have been the card that was charged. So I'm not able to pull up an account on my end.
Ship date was 11/8/2022.
How about a tracking number? Because I got all this other stuff here, too.
You had a tracking number and stuff, and the order number.
Yeah, the only thing I can like to use is that zip code, the first and last name, your phone numbers, and email address, and then the card information.
Well, that's a hell of a way to fuck people out of money, really.
But so I put everything in that was provided, and I didn't pull up an account.
Well, I mean, we got it right here. Why can't you? Unless it was paid with my other card. And you said another name came up with this card?
Yeah, like a Dina Cooper.
No. With this card, that ain't.
But yeah, you like said, use your zip and the two that person last names you gave me, your email address, and also the phone number and the card. And it's the only thing that I don't look that I did have was just, you know, somebody else's name and stuff, but it wasn't registered to either of you. But other than that, I don't have an account that pulled up for me.
Was that your phone? Did it come up with 316-519-3276?
Yeah, that's my phone number. Did it come up under that number?
The phone, that it was 316-519-3276.
Yeah, that's my phone number.
Okay, so I can search that and see if anything populates.
Okay.
No, ma'am, that didn't show up anything either.
Oh, my God. And it didn't come up 316-883-1179.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, it's just a ripoff.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll just turn it into Better Business Bureau. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for calling customer support.